legislature we belong to, lots of resources and data that we always research. And so I wanted to welcome a couple folks from the National Conference of State Legislatures, the NCSL, and that is Julie Poppy and Megan McCain. Right? Can you please stand up, ladies? Welcome. So the NCSL has a wealth of information, really, on any subject you're interested in. And these ladies will be here the rest of the afternoon. If you have things, research, those kind of things, they'd be happy to talk to you about those and about their services and requests for information. Really a wealth of information, so please use their service. And ladies, thank you for being here today. Okay, the next bill for our consideration, we are still on introduction reading reference of bills, is House Bill 140. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 140, introduced by Representative Northrup.
First reading of the bill.
School Finance Amendments 4, sponsored Representative Northrup.
Representative Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move House Bill 140 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill will require funding model average ADM decisions to be based upon the district level instead of the school level. It uses a greater of a three-year ADM average or prior ADM school years and also averages over 3 years in a rolling decline. Require school districts to participate in the Department of Workforce Services to reduce their workers' comp extra hazardous employment designation. Prohibit school districts from entering into leases. With school buses, we don't need to be paying interest on leases. The next one is repeal funding for assessments through the education resource block. Amend how school districts are resourced for groundskeeper position. Require Department of Education to review the statutes and rules related to special education and transportation. And require the Department of Education to establish special education staffing guidelines by January 1 of 2019. I'll stand for questions.
Anyone opposition to this bill? Okay, seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll on introduction.
House Bill 140, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Brown.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Excused.
Bird, excused. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank.
Aye.
Aye. Dayton.
Aye.
Aye. Edwards.
Aye.
Aye. Eklund.
Sorry.
Eklund.
Aye.
Aye. Ayer.
Aye.
Flettner.
Aye.
Aye. Freeman.
Aye.
Aye. Furphy.
Aye.
Aye. Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer.
Aye.
Aye. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Aye. Halverson.
Aye.
Aye. Henderson.
Aye.
Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Aye. Jennings.
Aye.
Aye. Kenner.
Aye.
Aye. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Aye. Lindholm.
Aye.
Aye. Lone.
Aye.
Aye. Laux. Laux. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
Aye.
Aye. Miller.
Aye.
Aye. Nicholas.
Aye.
No. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermuller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson. Olson. Paxton.
Aye.
Aye. Pelkey.
Aye.
Aye. Piperinen.
Aye.
Aye. Ponell.
Aye.
Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Aye. Simpson.
Aye.
Aye. Summers.
Aye.
Aye. Steinmetz.
Aye.
Aye. Stith.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
Aye.
Aye. Wilson.
Aye.
Aye. Winters.
Aye.
Aye. Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Excused.
Brown excused. Laux.
Excused.
Excused. Olson.
Aye.
Olson, aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 1 no, 3 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members of the House, House Bill 140 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 97. Please read the bill.
House Bill 97, introduced by Representative Lone.
I think I got them all.
First reading of the bill.
Termination of alimony. Sponsor, Representative Lone.
Representative Lone.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 97 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill I brought last year, if you all remember. It amended our alimony termination requirements and provided some more information and more detailed reasons for why we would terminate alimony within our state. This bill passed through the House and must have entered a black hole because it was not heard from since then. So I bring it again this year and ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Anyone in opposition to this bill? Seeing none. Chief Clerk. Minority Floor Leader Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against this bill, I think that there are some unintended consequences that go on in here. Not only are we interfering with a judicial decision in terms of kind of looking at what is the correct balance that would happen upon divorce, there's possibilities where children could be hurt. Alimony not only goes to a spouse, but also goes into a trust fund for children where both spouses need to pay into it. And this bill is far too prescriptive in terms of saying that those payments would stop. So I would urge caution and a no vote on this bill.
Anyone else opposed? Okay, 30-second reply if you'd like. Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Alimony and child support are two different things. They come from two different pots of money. This does not affect that. Thank you.
Please call the roll. Introduction vote.
House Bill 97. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Bovee.
No.
Brown. Excused. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird. Excused. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Haley.
No.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux excused. McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Obermuller.
No.
Olson.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Aye. Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Schwartz.
Aye.
To no. Winters.
Aye.
To no. Crank.
Aye.
To no. Furphy.
Aye.
To no. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
To no. Brown. Brown, aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 31 aye, 27 no, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 97 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 125. Reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 125, introduced by Representative Overmuller.
First reading of the bill.
Wyoming Lottery Revenues, sponsored by Representative Overmuller.
Representative Overmuller.
Personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
In the gallery this afternoon, I don't want to overstate this, that the most beautiful girl that ever graduated from that high school that's central to this city is in the gallery, my wife, Vicki.
Thank you. Welcome, Vicki. That was pretty good. That was pretty well done. So we've had three of those. That's up there. That's pretty good. Thank you so much for being here.
Mr. Chairman.
Please introduce your bill.
I move for introduction of House Bill 125. A member mentioned earlier that the state, specifically counties and cities, get the leftovers out of the lottery. During the testimony of the organization that operates the lottery, they had their own version of what was meant by the words, maximize revenue. This bill clears up the uncertainty by adding the words after maximize revenue, including revenues to the state and its counties, cities, and towns. This change will help in the next interim when we hopefully take up an in-depth look at the entire statute governing the lottery. It creates the right framework for those discussions. I ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Anyone opposed to this bill? Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 125. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird. Excused. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux excused. McGuire. Laux?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Obermuller?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Paxton?
Aye.
Pelkey?
Aye.
Piperinen?
Aye.
Ponell?
Aye.
Salazar?
Aye.
Schwartz?
Aye.
Simpson?
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Blackburn. No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 53 aye. 6 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 125 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 82. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 82, introduced by Representative Clem.
First reading of the bill.
Community College Tuition, Special Rates, sponsored by Representative Clem.
Representative Clem.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I move House Bill 82 and would ask the body for its favorable introduction vote. So, members, what you have here is, let me just kind of explain it a little bit. So this has to do with community college tuition rates. Right now we have seven districts within Wyoming, and you know how many of those colleges get to set their own tuition? Zero. It's the Community College Commission. The Community College Commission sets the rates for each and every one of those colleges. So what this does, this bill allows a community college, upon the approval of its board, to increase those tuition rates by up to 15% of what the established rate already is. And those funds would go back into the community college. Now, why do we need this bill? Well, consider for a moment how community colleges are funded. They're funded by their 4-mill levy. If they created a district, they have 4 mills that they can assess. Sometimes they're funded by Bochy's money. Sometimes they're funded by the state, or they all are funded by the state. There's a state formula. And then they're funded by tuition. Well, which one of those is the most flexible? 4 mills, Bochy's, state, or tuition? Tuition is the most flexible. My contention here and what I submit to you is that instead of, especially when we're in depressed times and when colleges are asking for more money, should they be coming and asking the state or taxpayers for more money, or should those that are pursuing the education be the ones that are paying for their education, not the taxpayer? Hence this bill. So again, what this does, it allows each community college, upon the approval of their board, to increase those tuition rates by up to 15%. You'll see on the fiscal note as well what that potentially could do as far as these community colleges as well. With that, I would ask for your favorable introduction, and I'll stand for any questions.
Anyone to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Flitner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No opposition, just one question for the bringer of the bill. If this was presented to you by a particular college, or if this was just precipitated by yourself. Thank you.
Anyone else? Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, in our Constitution, it says to provide for the cheapest, highest quality education, and we're talking about the higher ed. And so, how do we keep it cheap if we just bump up a tax essentially to them and let the students pay for more money? There's already in place a provision that they can raise fees for those classes that are exceptionally high. So this seems redundant.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Pro Tem. And I appreciate the ingenuity and the attempt, but we spent 3 years in this body trying to get this formula that we just passed, I think, 2 years ago, brought by the good chairman of Minerals after the former majority floor leader brought it. We finally agreed after 10 years of trying to get a formula that everybody didn't necessarily like, but the districts agreed to, and I'm just worried if we let this go through, you know, we're going to be back in about 6 years where we started and have to redo a formula and redo the funding, you know, because the funding levels are dictated by the assessed valuation of that county and the mill levies, and then the state makes up the difference. And so at any given time, especially with the depressed revenue for that assessed valuation the last couple of years in certain parts of the state, you know, the state's had to provide more, and I just think you're asking for trouble.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would just like to urge some caution on this. I feel like this is a solution looking for a problem. Haven't had very many issues floating around out there, and I think that this is kind of a overjumping the bounds of what we set out to do. And as a good speaker just said before me, we've got a good equitable formula as is.
Representative Kinner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along those same lines, I guess I would just worry about what this might do from a competitive standpoint amongst the community colleges around the state. Thank you.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Oh,
sorry. We're still getting used to this. Representative Clem, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. And I appreciate all the love from the podiums here. Thank you so much for speaking. Number one, this does not affect the formula, so it doesn't affect our state formula. We did a lot of work on that. It doesn't affect that. Number two, yes, it is something that's generated from my county, because my county doesn't have its own district, but it is one of the fastest-growing colleges in the state. And then finally, as far as competition goes, competition is a good thing. And if competition produces excellence. And so if one school isn't doing that well and they want to go to another school, it costs a little bit more.
Time.
Thank you.
Now the chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 82, Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. No. Bovee. No. Brown. No. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. Excused. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. No. Court. Aye. Crank. No. Dayton. No. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. No. Ayer. No. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. No. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. No. Gray. No. Greer. No. Haley. No. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. No. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. No. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. No. Obermueller. No. Olson. Aye. Paxton. No. Pelkey. No. Piperinen. No. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. No. No. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. No. Mr. Speaker. No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 31 aye, 28 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 82 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 152. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 152, introduced by Speaker Harshman.
First reading of the bill.
Wind Energy Equipment Storage, sponsored by Speaker Harshman.
Speaker Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I move for introduction on House Bill 152 and ask your favorable consideration. Members, this is a short bill. It's four sentences long. Basically, think about the federal subsidies for wind energy. They're all running out in 2020, so there's this massive buying of towers, turbines, blades. Massive. They're not being installed yet. They won't be installed for years, right? It's going to be another 5 to 8 year build-out on these things that will be bought before 2020. The largest is perhaps going to go in the county with lots of carbon, right? And in the world, maybe. But none of them are being stored here. They're not being purchased here. And why is that? It's because other states do not charge a storage tax, a property tax, I should say, when they're laid down flat on their side and not operating. And so consequently, you're seeing in our other states massive yards, railroad yards, hundreds of jobs, all these towers laid on their sides, the turbines, hundreds of workers, maintenance in them every day, turning them a little bit, checking the oil, all this work going on, and sales tax paid in these other states. Then they're shipped to our state when they're erected. Then we pay the property tax, of course, when they're erected and operating. But we don't get any benefit of the sales tax because we have that reciprocity. If they paid it in another state, generally we're lower than everybody else, so we're not going to collect any more sales tax. And then most importantly, there's no infrastructure, no jobs. I mean, there's no rail yards being built. There's no 100 people working in these massive yards that are solid, good jobs. And so the idea is that if we would grant an exemption for property tax when these towers are laying on their side, sitting on blocks, in a big rail yard, cranes working, people working. But once that thing is shipped, thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to this bill? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Just a question, because the fiscal note says indeterminable due to lack of time, but the bill was requested 7 or 8 months ago, so I was going to ask if there is any idea what the fiscal impact of this bill might be and why after 8 months we wouldn't have a good understanding of what the revenue consequences might produce.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So my question would be, was what other equipment that is used in a similar or other application that is in heavy industry or such also received a similar exemption to this? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else to speak in opposition? Not seeing any. Speaker Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Thank you for the questions to the chairman from this county. Really, nothing from nothing is nothing. Right now, it is zero because there are no storage yards in this state. So we have no sales tax and no property tax until they actually ship them here and stand them up. To the other question, there are a couple exemptions. One of them is pipe that's used in our oil fields. That's why you'll see across the state massive pipe storage yards, right, that's purchased and stored here. So I appreciate your consideration. We can work this through the process, hopefully through committee number 3. Thank you.
Right on time. The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 152, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Bovee.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill number 152 is assigned to committee number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 94. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 94, introduced by Representative Jennings.
First reading of the bill.
State lands, net gain in acreage. Sponsored by Representative Jennings.
Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 94 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members, this bill is a very simple bill. It is designed to give time for a policy to be debated in this body, should it come to that. The genesis of it was that constituents back in our neck of the woods, detractors for the idea of federal state or federal to state lands, and I thought they actually have a legitimate point. So this is a very simple bill which allows the state to accept more federal land, and it has to be federal, if it is offered. And currently Wyoming is prohibited by regulation from realizing any net loss or any net gain. One of the agencies that manages those have thousands of stranded parcels of which they're anxious to dispose of, And with this, we would hope to that the state gets the land before they dispose of it at auction. So it's the idea. It's not a policy. It's to buy us time so there's no fire sale.
Okay. Would anyone care to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro tem on and against the bill. Federal lands are a wonderful asset for the state of Wyoming, and it is my opinion that they should remain federal lands.
Okay. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Just a quick question to the bringer of the bill that maybe, and actually I guess this is on and against, but my concern is how much of a budget cut has state lands and investments taken on this? And if we ask them to take over more land, are we going to be willing to prop them up to manage these additional lands that we may come to receive from the federal government?
Anyone else in opposition to the bill? Okay. Not seeing any. Representative Jennings, your 30 seconds.
Well, in both cases, this is not asking for federal lands. This is saying that if the courts decided this, that we actually could accept them rather than having to sell them, because current regulation says they have to be sold in 24 months.
Thank you. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 94, Allen. Aye. Barlow. No. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. No. Bovee. No. Brown. No. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. No. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. No. Court. Aye. Crank. No. Dayton. No. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. No. Furphy. No. Guru. No. Gray. Aye. Greer. No. Haley. No. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. No. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. No. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. No. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. No. Olson. No. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. No. Piperinen. Aye. Pannell. Aye. Salazar. Salazar. No. Schwartz. No. Simpson. Aye. Summers. No. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Blackburn. Aye to no. Olson. No to aye. Brown. No to aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye to no. Further changes? Burkhart. Aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 33 aye. 27 no.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 94 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 86. Representative Stith.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move the introduction of House Bill 86 and ask for its favorable consideration. Oh, I apologize.
I'm sorry. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 86, introduced by Representative Stith.
First reading of the bill.
Medicaid birth cost recovery, sponsored by Representative Stith.
Representative Stith.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move the introduction of House Bill 86 and ask for its favorable consideration. This bill would require a higher income father to reimburse the state a portion of the state's costs associated with the birth of a child where the unmarried mother received medical assistance. Right now in Wyoming, our unemployment rate is 4%, but 36% of all births in Wyoming are paid for by state Medicaid. What that tells you is that there are a lot of significant number of fathers, working fathers, who currently contribute nothing to the birth of their children. This bill would change that by creating a sliding scale for the fathers starting at 200% of federal poverty level, where a father would contribute just 10%, working up to above 400% of federal poverty level, the father would contribute as much as 80%, subject to a absolute cap of the state's average birth cost, which is about $9,000. Wisconsin has a version of this. Wisconsin raises about $17 million. We have 1/7 of the births. That would the result would be that we would make about $2.3 million after expenses. The state should make about $2 million per year on this reimbursement program. I ask for your consideration.
Okay. Anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I am against the bill, even though I understand that the good representative's desire is to recoup some costs from what would be considered at times deadbeat dads. I don't, first of all, think we have that kind of problem and that there are some real unintended consequences going on here. First, for victims of stalking and domestic violence. This is a real serious concern that there's obligations for finding that or for helping the department follow that person and that person then being involved in the child's life. That is a major concern. But I also want to point out that there's some real inconsistencies in this bill. On 14.2.10.07, the discussion of the best interest of the child would take place within the 60 days. How would that possibly take place in a reasonable time frame? Kind of think about what's going on here. You have a woman who lives in poverty, right, has a baby.
Time.
Shoot.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Representative Stith, your 30 seconds.
Yes, I want to thank the good representative for her comments. The bill does provide a safeguard where the department, by rule, regulation, administration, may protect a woman who is in a situation of danger. That's in federal law. It's incorporated into this House Bill 86. This is just simple fairness. The paternity establishment percentage in Wyoming is already very, very high. That is, the Department of Family Services already knows who the fathers are, typically. It's just a matter of fairness.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 86. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake. Aye. Bovey. No. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly. No. Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton. No. Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson. No. Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas. Aye. Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
No. Piperinen.
Aye.
Aye. Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye. Schwartz.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stiff.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Giroux, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 49 aye, 11 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 86 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 153. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 153, introduced by Speaker Harshman.
First reading of the bill.
Hathaway Expand Wyoming Scholarships, sponsored by Speaker Harshman.
Speaker Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I would move House Bill, and this is House Bill 153, and ask for introduction vote and ask for your favorable consideration. Members, this is essentially House Bill 191 that you amended, the engrossed version that went to the Senate. And so the idea behind it is really patterned after a charitable foundation. You could look it up. It's what the it's what the wise men followed on Christmas Eve. It's the North, and it has two R's at the end. And it's a charitable foundation, and nobody really knows who it is. And it's in this state, and they take Wyoming kids and send them to a state that has a peninsula east of us, and they're the Spartans, and they have Kelly Green. And all the kids that I've known in my tenure working with young people who've taken that scholarship are still out there. They married somebody from that state, they fell in love, and now they're doctors or attorneys or professionals in that state. So what we're trying to do is say this contiguous states around Wyoming, and 48 of you voted to pass this on to the other body last year, but we want to take two from these contiguous states, high top honors Hathaway type level, and has a repayment provision on page 6, and we say come to Wyoming, our university or community colleges, and then has a repayment provision on it. But I think the key to the whole change is on section 3 and 4 on page 10 and 11, and this is why our friends down the hall whacked it last year, and they said we're not going to give Hathaway money to any out-of-staters. Okay, fair enough. So this sets up then a sub-account within Hathaway that can only accept private donations. And it can never go into effect until it's got $5 million in private donations in this sub-account to pay for this and get going. And I just think we don't know. There's people out there anonymously. This scholarship I mentioned is totally anonymous. Nobody knows who it is. They think it's named after the person's dog, literally, is the rumor of this, as the North two R's. Foundation. And so thank you.
Time. Would anyone care to speak in opposition? Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I'd urge a no vote on this. This body has raised fees on Wyoming citizens over this biennium, and to now say outside individuals from contiguous states are going to get a reduction, I think is really troubling. And this idea that, well, it's going to be raised from private funds, money is fungible. Those are funds that, if they were donated to UW, could be used in other ways. So I would urge a no vote on this. I think it sets up a troubling message for our constituents. Thank you.
Would anyone else care to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Mr. Speaker, your 30 seconds.
Thank you. Just real quickly, and I appreciate that. And I think that's why I tried to address in this bill in Section 3 and Section 4. And you can see on line 15 on page 10, private monetary gifts. Treasurer can accept these to the Hathaways, this sub-account. And then if you read over on page 11, that none of this will happen. Lines 6 and 7, no scholarships awarded until this $5 million level. It might sit 5-10 years, right? And then, but there's somebody out there that will make a gift of this. And so I urge your support. Thank you.
Time. The
The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 153, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee. Bovee. Brown. Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
No.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone. No.
Laux.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 153 is introduced and is assigned to Committee number 4, Education. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, privilege of the floor.
Proceed.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in the fishbowl is a group from Northeast Wyoming, Gillette Area Leadership Institute. Come down to visit us and learn about what we do down here. So please welcome them to the house.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 84. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 84, introduced by Representative Larson Lloyd.
First reading of the bill.
Approval of bridge designs, plans, and specifications, sponsored by Representative Larson Lloyd.
We good, Tom?
Representative Larson, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Folks, I'd like to present House Bill 84 for your consideration to move forward, and if you would turn to the last page, section 2, there's a repealer here. That's the meat of this bill, and what that repealer does is it that statute right now requires that department of the state that builds all our roads and bridges to prepare and approve the plans and specifications for all bridges to be constructed by any county, city, or town within the state, and that no contract for the construction of such a bridge is valid unless the plans have been prepared by the director of that department, or if those plans are drafted by a professional engineer, they have to be approved by that state institution. And so we repeal that. We put the ability for those municipalities, give them requirements to do use a professional engineer, then they submit those plans back for the department to submit in their annual report. If you look at the efficiency studies, this was something that was brought out saying, why are you doing this? And at no cost to the cities, towns, or counties, so the department is having to absorb all of that cost. So that's what this bill does, is just lets those municipalities use a professional engineer, that liability lie there, and then once the design is done, they submit it so that the department can have it in their file.
Would anyone care to speak? Good representative, would you please move the bill?
I thought I did. Did I not?
No, you did
I
not.
Would be, I would... Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That was not high.
I would like to move House Bill 84 so that it can be considered.
Thank you. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. So my question is when there is a highway that is under the jurisdiction of that larger statewide entity, and it's within the confines or the geographic jurisdiction of a city, town, or community, is this bill accommodate for that? Because it seems like there would need to be some distinction in that when we have a approved route going through a community. So I just like that to be fleshed out. Thank you.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. I've been around cities that have had to have engineering work done by the department that does that. Would that prevent them from continuing to design bridges or other roadway structures at their cost, since many of the cities cannot afford it?
Anyone else speak in opposition of the bill? Seeing none, Representative, your rebuttal.
So the jurisdictional issue, Mr. Chairman, as we worked with the department that does that, they understand the jurisdictional things, and if that jurisdiction is within is the State Department, if that's their highway or structure, it's their responsibility. If it's the municipality or counties that adjoins the state, then it's that municipality or local jurisdiction. And this does require that the local municipalities will have to go out
Time.
To... Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 84, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 84 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 17. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 17, introduced by Judiciary.
First reading of the bill.
Child Support Amendments, sponsored by Judiciary.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I move House Bill 17 and ask for your favorable consideration. The explanation of the bill will be given by our good colleague from House District 52.
Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. This bill is basically the outcome of an interim committee study, and it started, it's basically to kind of make things more favorable and to simplify the child support. So the changes to the child support calculation simplify the adjustment for parenting time, eliminates filing and paperwork burden on the obligated parent, and produce more predictability and amount of support for custodial households monthly budgeting. You know, this bill, actually this information come from us, from the folks who oversee this program. And every 4 years, they have to, every 4 years, they have to support and show the guidelines to the Judiciary Committee. So with that, you know, I'm open for any questions would appreciate your support.
Anyone to speak in opposition of the bill? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do have a question. I lean at saying no to this bill unless an adequate answer can be given. Page 5 of the bill really is what I see as the problem. So we have a percentage there, and it says when each parent keeps the child overnight for more than 40%, and that's changed, that's stricken to 25% of the year, both parents contribute substantially to the expenses of the child. And then it talks about there'll be shared responsibility. So we're lowering that from 40% to 25%. I don't know what 40% is, but I know that 25%, that's 2 days out of the week. So dad keeps kids on a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, that's actually 28%, something like that. And then mom keeps the kids the rest of the week and their shared responsibility. And maybe I don't understand how this is all working. I just think that's problematic. And so would urge a cautious vote on this one.
Okay. Anyone else to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Representative Pinnell, your 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you. You know, this study was done, and it's comparable to they're taking a look at other states that surround our state. And basically, Wyoming is kind of out of the norm on that, and so they're kind of fitting it into the pattern of other states. So I urge your support, and if there's questions on some of these things, I think we can get it ironed out in the process, through committee process. So, like I said, this come from the group that oversees this program, and it's something that I think needs to be addressed at this point.
Time.
Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 17. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem. No. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank.
Aye.
Aye. Dayton.
Aye.
Aye. Edwards.
No.
No. Eklund.
Aye.
Aye. Ayer.
Aye.
Aye. Flitner.
Aye.
Aye. Freeman.
No.
No. Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
No.
No. Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer. Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Aye. Henderson.
No.
No. Hunt.
Aye.
Aye. Jennings.
Aye.
Aye. Kinner.
Aye.
Aye. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
No.
No. Lone.
Aye.
Aye. Laux.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
Aye.
Aye. Miller.
Aye.
Aye. Nicholas.
No.
No. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermuller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Aye. Paxton.
Aye.
Aye. Pelkey. Pelkey.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. No. Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote, are there any changes? Gray, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Garoo, no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 49 aye, 10 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 17 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 141. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 141, introduced by Representative Laux.
First reading of the bill.
Concealed weapons in places of worship, sponsored by Representative Laux.
Representative Laux.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move House Bill number 141, introduction of House Bill 141, and ask for your favorable consideration. The reason I'm bringing this bill is I read an article not long ago, and it was entitled, Church Shootings Are Becoming More and More Common. The number of church shootings in Christian churches between 2006 and 2017 is more than the 25 years before that. We're all aware of the shootings just last fall at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and the Emmanuel AME Church in Charlottesville, South Carolina. The sickos that are desiring to commit mass murder of innocent people that are all defenseless is now changing the preferred target. We've done a really good job securing all of our schools, and it's not a soft target anymore. So this is your new soft target where people are worshiping in the way they feel they should. So if you go to, it's a simple bill. It just takes out Romanet 8, okay? Title 6, Chapter 8, Section 104 has to do with all of the rights of concealed carry and all the places you can't conceal carry, okay? And so there's 11 Romanets that have to do with places that a legal carrying person cannot carry a gun. Most of them are all public facilities, courts, schools, this facility. That's what they all mention. But then there's two private facilities, and one of them is the church, okay? I went to a pastor that I know very well, talked to him, and he says, well, I'm not worried about it. We got a whole bunch of people to pack all the time. Well, the bottom line, they're doing it illegally because they don't have written permission from the church. So if we remove that from there, if we take that away, we allow the church, it's a private property, allows them to pick how they want to manage themselves. First of all, if they don't want guns at all, they can put the sign up that many private buildings do that say no firearms allowed, or they can manage that themselves and figure out a way. The police department in the center of the state and in this city are working with churches right now if they want to help them on this. Thank you.
Would anyone care to speak in opposition of this bill? Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am not opposed to this bill. I just want to make sure that there's been a lot of research done. I've reached out to a number of my colleagues. I'm with a group that represents a vast majority of pastors around, in this state. And what I want to know, because I saw this kind of late, is what that will do in a place of worship when you consider carrying concealed, how that if we completely eliminate this Romanet, will that just make it where everyone can walk in with a concealed weapon permit, or is there even that requirement? It's a pretty blanket repeal.
Mr. Speaker, to about 10 minutes.
Would anyone else care to speak in opposition to this bill? Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I just looked at my concealed carry permit, and all you need is written consent from the administrator of the church to do it right now. So get with your church, your deacons, and whomever else, your pastors, your rabbis, your elders, and if that's the way the church wants to go, then that's how it should be. Get your written consent. It's right there on my concealed carry permit. Thank you.
Would anyone else care to speak in opposition to this bill? Seeing no other speakers, Representative Laux, your 30-second rebuttal.
I want to reiterate, we're talking about private property here. Okay, it's not public property. It's private property, so let the churches decide themselves. Okay, if they don't want to have, if they want it to remain the way it is, that nobody can bring a firearm in there, most of them aren't going to sign that letter because their insurance isn't going to cover them, I'd imagine. But let the churches post, we don't want firearms in here, or let the churches say, our board of deacons is going to work out a policy, and this is how it's going to be. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 141, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake. No. Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Aye. Dayton. No. Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux. No. Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey. No. Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. No. Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Blake. No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 53 aye, 6 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 141 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 146. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 146. Introduced by Representative Connolly.
First reading of the bill.
Equal pay penalties. Sponsored by Representative Connolly.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 146 and ask for your favorable consideration. Friends, this is a bill brought to you by what I'll call the dynamic duo, who have been kind of watching our statutes when it comes to issues regarding equal pay. I was reading our labor statutes, believe it or not, and all of our wage statutes over the interim. And what I found is for each of them, there is a description of what's obligated in the state, and then there is a penalty for a violation. So for our prevailing wage laws and our hours of labor laws, for example, we have in it a penalty of not more than $500. When I turned to our equal pay statute, guess what? The penalty was up to 200. So what this bill does is simply change the penalty for a violation of our equal pay statute to the comparable penalty and the statutes around it up to 500. And I ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone care to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Lindholm.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. More of a question in regards to, do you have any data in regards to, has this actually been charged? If so, how many times? And I mean, even in recent history. Thank you.
Anyone else care to speak in opposition of the bill? Representative Conley, your 30-second rebuttal.
All right. Thank you. I can find out the exact figures from last year. I actually do call our Fair Employment Practices office and find out what the data is for each year. For the most part, what their obligation is to do is to mediate between parties. And for the most part, they come up with restitution and reconciliation. The reality regarding actual penalties, I don't know at this point.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 146, Allen. Allen. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. No. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Excused. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Nicholas. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Pipirinen. Aye. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Allen. Aye. Nicholas. Excused. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Brown. No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 146 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 106. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Crank.
First reading of the bill.
Municipal Court Authority, Conditional Suspension of Fines, sponsored by Representative Crank.
Representative Crank.
I move that House Bill 106, Municipal Court Authority, Conditional Suspension of Fines, and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill comes to us following a court ruling last summer in which I'll just kind of get to the conclusion. The highest court in the state put down, we grant writ of review sought by the city to hold that the district court correctly concluded that when a confinement is when no confinement is expressly authorized as a punishment for an offense, a sentencing court also lacks the authority to oppose a probation, a conviction of such offense. Basically, if it was just going to be a fine, you couldn't suspend the fine. Up in the body of the ruling, the court did state, however, the resolution of that issue lies in amending the ordinance to provide for incarceration or through legislation. I think most cities and towns would rather have it go through legislation that they didn't have to. And what the attorney that brought this to me was, what if a lot of municipal courts have nuisance ordinances, and they're talking, you got your cars on the street, they want moved, or your weeds cut, they don't want to really fine you. I mean, that's what they have in their ordinance, but they would like to say something like, you're going to be fined $200, but if you move the car in 2 weeks, we'll suspend that and you don't have to pay anything. So that's really where it comes from. I move the bill.
Would anyone care to speak in opposition to the bill? Having seen none, do you need your 30 seconds?
No, sir.
Okay. The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 106, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Carew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer, excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings. No. Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stiff.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 106 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 131. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 131, introduced by Representative Henderson.
First reading of the bill.
Impact Assessment, State Land Exchanges, sponsored by Representative Henderson.
Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The primary purpose of House Bill, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move House Bill 131 and ask for your favorable consideration for introduction. The primary purpose of this bill is to provide a consistency in analysis, valuation analysis, when our state lands are exchanged in the best interest of the beneficiaries. And as you can see there, what it is as it relates to public access impact and economic impact. For example, private land is exchanged for public land, so the county loses the property taxes on that private land. The kicker here is that this detailed analysis is already required by Chapter 25 of the agency involved here that does the good analysis for the Board of Land Commissioners. What this will provide is a look at the situation. For example, an exchange occurs and it strands public lands. So what happens is wildlife, for example, may build up on the stranded public lands. And so beneficiaries, who are our students, now and in the future are impacted adversely as regarding the value of or the amount of dollars required to address that problem. And those dollars compete for precious dollars, as you know, that we need for our education funding. I could go on with some other examples, but there's case law precedent for requiring economic analysis. The Constitution requires duly appraisal. And I've had some good conversations with the agency and the folks who do this analysis, and I would encourage you to look at some of the examples of the transactions that have occurred. Public access has been looked at, but it's not consistently done each time. Economic input, as I say, impact is also looked at. What we want is full value. We want full value for our exchanges. The good news is the state keeps the royalties. This helps avoid, as I say, unintended consequences involving perhaps impacts on
public use, land use involving grazing, hunting, fishing, and recreation and so forth.
Time.
Which could impact the students.
Time. Would anyone care to speak in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 131, Allen. No. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
No.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Ayer.
No.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Carew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Henderson.
Aye.
Aye. Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas. No. Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Ponnell.
No.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
No.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stiff.
No.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Biteman. Aye. To no. Burkhart. Aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 28 aye, 31 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 131 has failed introduction. Representative Byrd.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem, privilege of the floor.
Please.
Mr. Speaker, every once in a while we get some special guests that come visit, and we have some special guests that are currently touring the United States, and I would call them extremely special guests. They come from an organization called One World, which is sponsored by the United States Library of Congress, which sponsors hundreds of young leaders from the post-Soviet Union to come visit our country and tour and see how our governments are run. Today we have the privilege of having five delegates who I cannot pronounce their names, so I won't even attempt, from all over parts of the Ukraine. So representing their own country and some NGOs, in the back on the left, our delegation from One World. Please stand and welcome them to our people's house.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Speaker pro tem, thank you. Can I have the privilege of the floor?
Please.
In the fishbowl, my wife came to watch us, and I appreciate her being here, and happy Valentine's.
Representative Laux.
Mr. Speaker pro tem, back in the fishbowl, if I can see him, there's a guy, a friend of mine named Jack Singh, and that's not S-I-N-G. Where is he? Okay. Right, wave, Jack. Okay. Jack is, Jack loves Wyoming, and he came here from India to go to college. He's a dear friend of mine. He represents several large companies out of India for the United States, and he also is about to get his U.S. citizenship here in a few weeks. So please welcome to the House, okay?
Any other privileges? Okay. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 46. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 46, introduced by Representative Madden.
First reading of the bill.
Real Estate Appraisers Permit Requirements, sponsored by Representative Madden.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would move introduction of House Bill 46 and ask for your consideration. This bill is a simple bill. All it does is allow for the experience gained in a profession of being an assessor, but that isn't the only experience that they need. In other words, if you look at the 33, 39, 110, and 11 and 12, there's classes of permits that are needed. You have education requirements. You have examination requirements, examination prerequisites, and you have an experience requirement. And all this does is add another source of experience that if you have worked as an appraiser, which may include mass appraisal experience as an assessor that meets the criteria of the Appraisal Qualifications Board of the Appraisal Foundation. That's the way it's going to read with the amendment that I'll bring to the committee at that time. I guess one other thing I'll mention is that there was a letter that came around that has got some mistruths in it of various sources that will not jeopardize the state of Wyoming certification program for appraisers. It just will not do it. And we're using language that came from other states that already do this, and they're in good standings with federal requirements and certification practices. Just being an assessor does not guarantee that you can qualify under this. You've got to meet all the other requirements as well. And I don't know how many appraisers or assessors we have that meet all of these requirements, but I do know there are four or five that do meet them. And the experience that they have in mass appraisal is something that is valid.
Time.
Thank you.
Would anyone care to speak in opposition to this bill? Representative Chairman Northrup.
Thank you. I would just ask the good chairman if he's had a chance to talk to the realtors and make sure that they're not decertifying the program so that we don't have to go outside the state to find a certified realtor or a certified appraiser. And that's it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Would anyone else care to speak in opposition to this bill? Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would the bringer explain on the federal requirements with his amendment?
Representative Blackburn.
Have to be smarter than the mic. As a former broker for a real estate firm and owning my own real estate firm, I want to make sure that we're very careful about putting more restrictions on appraisers than we need to. So I just ask that question to the bringer.
Anyone else care to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Chairman Madden, your 30-second rebuttal, please.
Thank you. I can just tell you that I have talked to the people that are in charge of the certification of these type of appraisers, and they assure me that the Appraisal Qualifications Board of the Appraisal Foundation is kind of the holy grail that you need to pay attention to, and that's what the Rushmore State has done, and that's what other states have done, and if I'm wrong on this, I will tell you in the committee not to approve the bill, but that's how confident I am that I'm right.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 46. Allen. No. Allen, no. Barlow? Aye. Biteman? Aye. Blackburn? No. Blake? No. Bovey? No. Brown? No. Burkhart? Aye. Bird? No. Clausen? Aye. Clem? Aye. Connolly? Aye. Court? Aye. Crank? No. Dayton? Aye. Edwards? No. Eklund? Aye. Ayer? Aye. Flitner? Aye. Freeman? Aye. Furphy? Aye. Grew? Aye. Gray? No. Greer? Excused. Haley? Aye. Hallinan? Aye. Halverson? No. Henderson? Henderson? Aye. Hunt? No. Jennings? No. Kinner? Aye. Kirkbride? Aye. Larson Lloyd? Aye. Larson Dan? Aye. Lindholm? No. Lone? No. Laux? Aye. McGuire? Aye. Madden? Aye. Miller? Aye. Nicholas? Aye. Northrup? No. Obermuller? Aye. Olson? No. Paxton? Aye. Pelkey? No. Piperinen? Aye. Ponell? Aye. Salazar? No. Schwartz? No. Simpson? No. Summers? Aye. Steinmetz? No. Stith? Aye. Sweeney? No. Walters? No. Wilson? No. Winters? No. Zwanitzer? Aye. Mr. Speaker? Excused. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Larson Dan? Aye. To no. Further changes? Miller? Aye. To no. Clem? Aye. To no. Further changes? Closing. Piperinen? Aye. To no. Hallinan? Aye. To no. Further changes? Punnell? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 28 aye, 30 no, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 60 has failed introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, on opposition, it is an opposition to the bill or technical questions, please. Thank you. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 60. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 60, introduced by Representative Pennell.
First reading of the bill.
Community College Police Officer Retirement, sponsored by Representative Pennell.
Representative Pennell, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 60 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill here is a simple bill. It just basically adds one more group to the law enforcement category in this Wyoming law enforcement retirement program. Currently, as you can see, there's many different categories and different officers that are involved in it, from your local municipalities, your sheriff's offices, highway patrol, you know, quite a large group, including the folks over the hill over here, the university. So what this does is just add the community college police officers into the program. These officers are currently certified by the state. They go through the academy. They have to maintain their certification every 2 years, just like all Wyoming law enforcement officers. They are, you know, they're responsible for an area on this campus, but they also have MOUs with the municipalities in that area, so which also allows them to go out of that area to assist other law enforcement agencies. They answer many calls that many of the same that the other officers do in this state. And actually, as the areas grow in that northern part of the state, they are handling probably more calls than some of your smaller communities. I ask that you include this group into the retirement system? Because I've always said it's a young man's sport to be involved in this group. Thank you.
Would anyone care to speak in opposition of the bill? Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My only concern is that community colleges have different security apparatus. Some are fully certified officers, and others are just security people. And I'm just wondering if that would cause a problem by incorporating all of them at one time.
Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you. Rising in opposition to this bill, ladies and gentlemen, the and to follow up on that, a lot of these security officers are not police officers. They're not licensed as police officers. I fought this thing with park rangers over the time, and I tend to lose these battles, but I just on and against.
Would anyone else care to speak in opposition of the bill? Seeing none, Representative Pownell, your 30-second rebuttal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The these are certified police officers. They're not security. It does not include any community college that does not have police officers. This bill only reflects those community colleges that have certified police officers. And currently, right now, there's only five in the state that are fully certified, and there are only two colleges that this would fall under. It does not cover anybody that's just a security guard. They have to be fully certified
by
post. Thank you.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 60, Allen. No. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. No. Blake. Aye. Bovey. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. No. Byrd. Aye. Clausen. No. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. No. Crank. No. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. No. Ayer. No. Flitner. No. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Excused. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. No. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. No. Lone. Aye. Laux. No. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. No. Nicholas. No. Northrup. No. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. No. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Pipirinen. Aye. Pownell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. No. Simpson. No. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. No. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker.
No.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Gray. Aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 32 aye, 27 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 60 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 99. The Chief Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 99, introduced by Chairman Barlow.
First reading of the bill.
Prescription and possession of FDA-approved drugs, sponsored by Chairman Barlow.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 99 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fairly straightforward bill. And I want to first be clear. In current statute, there is a prohibition against any marijuana or tetrahydrocannabinol compound for prescribing. That was put into place in 2011 to address the neighboring states who were introducing medical marijuana. This is not a medical marijuana bill. This is not a CBD oil bill. This is a bill that allows a prescriber in our state, someone who is licensed by that agency of the federal government, to prescribe a drug who has been approved by a separate agency in that government, in our federal government, that meets both safety and efficacy. So these are drugs that you would get at your local pharmacy. And what we currently have in statute is an absolute prohibition, with the exception of one, which is named in statute. So what we're trying to do with this bill is open it up, because the reality is, folks, these drugs are in the development pipeline, and actually we expect several of them to be approved this year. So the timeliness of this bill is, this is going to give access to folks in our state to drugs which will be covered by their insurance for conditions that they might be suffering from. So this is separate. This is not medical marijuana. This is approved drugs that would be available to our prescribers in our state. So I'd ask you to favorably look upon this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Chairman. Anyone opposed to this bill? We have one opposition to the bill. Okay, technical question.
Yes.
Representative Flitner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just what would be an example of a use? Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman Bartle, 30-second response.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the drug that is the closest to approval, and I would expect in the next several months, is one that would be used for a condition of epilepsy in children. That's something we're already doing with CBD, but this would be covered by the child's insurance, which takes it to a whole other realm, and it would be able to be prescribed in this state. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, thank you. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
House Bill 99. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Garou. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Excused. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. Aye. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye. 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 99 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 7. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 7, introduced by Chairman Allen.
First reading of the bill.
Donation of antelope hunting licenses, sponsored by Chairman Allen.
Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 7 and ask for your favorable consideration.
Wildlife management costs are paid by the purchasers of hunting and fishing licenses, not with general fund revenues. The key to the future of this user-pay, self-funded wildlife management model is hunter recruitment. Our state has the highest hunter per capita of any state, but we're losing young hunters to other hobbies and interests. This bill will allow 12-year-olds to receive an antelope license from anyone who voluntarily donates theirs back after purchase back to the Game and Fish Department. It is limited to 12-year-olds because that is the minimum hunting age and the age which young people are exposed to so many other activities, some good, maybe some not so good. It is also limited to antelope only, not elk or deer, because those can be purchased over the counter, while antelope licenses must be applied for and they're competitive. So this bill prohibits the license donor from naming the participant. It authorizes the Game and Fish to promulgate rules to carry out the provisions of this section. It requires the license to be for the same area, same license type, as the antelope license donated at no fee to the recipient, not to be sold, auctioned, or traded or reissued to any other person, and not subject to residency. I ask for your support, and I would stand for questions later or objections.
Anyone opposed to this bill? Thank you, Chairman Allen. Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 7, Allen.
Aye.
Aye, Barlow.
Aye,
Biteman.
Aye,
Blackburn.
Aye,
Blake.
Aye,
Bovee.
Aye,
Brown.
Aye,
Burkhart.
No.
No, Bird.
Aye,
Glosson.
Aye,
Clem.
Aye,
Connolly.
Aye,
Court.
Aye,
Crank.
Aye,
Dayton.
Aye,
Edwards.
Aye,
Eklund.
Aye,
Ayer.
Aye,
Flitner.
Aye,
Freeman.
Aye,
Furphy.
Aye,
Garou.
Aye,
Gray.
Aye,
Greer, excused. Haley.
Aye,
Hallinan.
Aye,
Halverson.
Aye,
Henderson.
Aye,
Hunt.
Aye,
Jennings.
Aye,
Kinner.
Aye,
Kirkbride.
Aye,
Larson Lloyd.
Aye,
Larson Dan.
Aye,
Lindholm.
Aye,
Lone.
Aye,
Laux.
Aye,
McGuire.
Aye,
Madden.
Aye,
Miller.
Aye,
Nicholas.
Aye,
Northrup. Northrup. Obermuller.
Aye,
Olson.
Aye,
Paxton.
Aye,
Pelkey.
Aye,
Piperinen.
Aye,
Ponell.
Aye,
Salazar.
Aye,
Schwartz.
Aye,
Simpson.
Aye,
Summers.
Aye,
Steinmetz.
Aye,
Stiff.
Aye,
Sweeney.
Aye,
Walters.
Aye,
Wilson.
Aye,
Winters.
Aye,
Zwanitzer.
Aye,
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Aye,
Northrup.
Aye.
Closing vote, are there any changes? Burkhart. No to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the members elected, House Bill 007 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 105.
House Bill 105, introduced by Representative Gray.
First reading of the bill.
Prohibition on sanctuary cities and counties, sponsored by Representative Gray.
Representative Gray.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 105 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill prohibits sanctuary cities in statute and also lays out a procedure for compliance. We've seen a disturbing trend where cities and states are cities and counties and states are refusing to follow immigration law and try to use that as leverage to try to gain concessions. We saw this sort of strategy at the federal level where there was an executive action on immigration that was considered at the time to be unheard of. And we're seeing that now at the local level with sanctuary cities. What this bill does is it just says that Wyoming is not going to have sanctuary cities or counties. State funding will not flow to sanctuary cities. And it also has a mechanism where cities and counties are going to certify this year that they are in compliance with federal immigration law. Thank you.
Anyone opposed to this bill? Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have a question. Is this something that's running rampant in Wyoming that we need to solve this problem? Or are there city councils or county commissioners voting to make their cities and counties sanctuary areas? I just need that answered for.
Okay, we have some more time left. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the bill. As a former local elected official, I look at this bill, and the vagueness within this bill gives me pause. I know that our local law enforcement officers are extremely busy already, and to add what is essentially additional workload to them based on this bill, any statement that is relevant to immigration status reasonably believed. I don't believe we have a problem. I believe requiring these entities to have a certificate of compliance to get any kind of funding is unnecessary and uncalled for. Thank you.
Okay, we have about 1 minute. Anyone opposed? Okay, seeing none? Now we're on the 30-second reply. Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, we've seen this on the agenda multiple times in a city in the western portion of our state, a beautiful city in the western portion of our state, which I consider to be very disturbing. They've expressed interest multiple times in published newspapers in doing this, continuing to study this. We've seen certain individuals try to use these sorts of actions to gain leverage. Let's just handle it preemptively, say, in state statute, we're not going to allow this. The certificate of compliance is very simple. Following federal immigration law is very important, and asking one time that that's going to happen is important.
Okay, thank you. Okay, members, we are voting introductory vote. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 105, Allen. Aye. Barlow. No. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. No. Bovee. No. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. No. Clausen. No. Clem. Aye. Connolly. No. Court. No. Crank. No. Dayton. No. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. No. Flitner. No. Freeman. No. Furphy. No. Guru. No. Gray.
Aye.
Aye. Greer. Excused. Haley. No. Hallinan. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson. No. Hunt. Aye. Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride. No. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Brown. Aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 33 aye, 26 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 1 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 3. Reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Joint Resolution 3, introduced by Representative Larson. Dan.
Okay, I want to back up a minute. I'm being told I might have misspoke on this. I want to make sure I read this right in the script for the record. So having failed to receive affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 105 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 3. My apologies. Please read the bill again.
House Joint Resolution 3, introduced by Representative Larson. Dan.
First reading of the bill.
Federal Single Subject Constitutional Amendment, sponsored by Representative Larson. Dan.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm bringing one of my favorite bills. I move House Resolution 3 for introduction. Ask for your favorable consideration. I have the privilege of bringing this resolution in an attempt to rein in our federal government. This bill makes an application to convene an Article 5 convention to propose an amendment to the United States Constitution to provide that each bill in Congress shall embrace no more than one subject, which must be clearly expressed in its bill's title. 41 state constitutions have a single subject provision which constitutionally prohibits unrelated provisions, riders, in their respective state legislative bills. But this provision, applicable to Congress, is missing in the United States Constitution. Wyoming's requirement is in Article 3, Section 24, which we all are familiar with. Unrelated provisions known as riders, which are added to secure passage of legislation, no part which can pass on their own merits, will be eliminated to ensure accountability and transparency. Log rolling, earmarks, pork barrel spending will be curtailed with a single subject amendment in the U.S. Constitution. Why not require the federal Congress to present bills in this manner?
Is there anyone opposed to this bill? Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the bill, I believe that there is nothing wrong with the Constitution that our founding fathers have given us. The problem lies with those who we elect that do not obey the Constitution. They are set to uphold the law of the Constitution, not to break it, and we should hold them to that. So I hope that you will vote against this resolution.
Anyone else in opposition? Representative Stith.
On and against the bill, I'm concerned that once a constitutional convention is called, there's no way to limit the subjects that constitutional convention could consider.
Anyone else? We have about 45 seconds. Anyone else opposed? Okay, Representative Larson, your 30-second reply.
We discussed this at length last year, but anyway, there is no such thing as a constitutional convention. It is a convention of states.
Okay. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Joint Resolution 3, Allen. Aye. Barlow. No. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. No. Bovee. No. Brown. No. Burkhart. No. Bird. No. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. No. Court. Aye. Crank. No. Dayton. No. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. No. Furphy. Aye. Guru. No. Gray. No. Greer. Excused. Haley. No. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. No. Henderson. Aye. Hunt.
Aye. Jennings. No. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. No. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. No. Northrup. No. Obermueller. Aye. Olson. No. Paxton. No. Pelkey. No. Pipirinen. No. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. No. Schwartz. No. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. No. Stith. No. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. Aye. Zawanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 26 aye, 33 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Joint Resolution 3 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 90. Please read the bill.
House Bill 90, introduced by Chairman Hunt.
First reading of the bill.
Country of Origin Recognition, USA Beef, sponsored by Chairman Hunt.
Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill number 90 and ask for your favorable introduction. This is not exactly what I brought last year. This is similar, but it is not the exact same bill. What this is country of origin with a placard not on the individual products, not on the individual packages of beef, but on the grocery store, cooler, shelves, counters, whatever they may be, wherever the fresh beef is being sold. I feel that this is a little bit more practical than the state trying to keep an eye on every individually packaged piece of beef. But anyway, the gist of this is that this requires the placard to be on every place that beef is sold in a grocery store. And what this does is that while country of origin has been overturned by Congress at the federal level, that says nothing about placards. So this gets around that and that takes care of that. The infrastructure is already in place for this piece of legislation. On a voluntary basis, there are distribution centers that mom-and-pop grocery stores are signed into, and there's enough infrastructure out there in the country where beef that is traceable, that can be verified, born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States, can be traced from the farm to the grocery store. And I think that this piece of legislation is important now more so than ever in light of in the past year we've had scandals coming out of the continent to the south in which improperly labeled beef was brought into this country that had been fraudulently labeled as being fresh when it was spoiled. And while there was a temporary ban on that, that's been lifted. And so people have the right to know where their beef come from. This applies strictly to beef, not poultry, not pork, not anything else. Stand for questions.
Okay, perfect timing. Thank you. Anyone opposed to this bill? Madam Minority Floor Leader.
All right, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Really questions, not opposition. So why not those other animals that you just talked about? Why not poultry and pork? But then I'm curious about how this works. So I go to the grocery store. It's got a whole lot of beef. It comes from different places, and there's just going to be a little sign up. It all gets mixed around, and so what good is that, honestly? And so I'm just curious about how it works.
Anyone else opposed to the bill? Seeing none, you're 30. Or hold on. Okay. Fake me out there a little bit on that one. Okay. Going to the 30-second reply, Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To answer the first question, we're starting small. We're just doing beef. We don't want to expand too broadly in one fell swoop and bite off more than we can chew, so to speak. And to answer the other, the traceability system is already in place. With the modern technology, individual animals can be traced from where they're born to where they're raised in a particular feedlot to the plant that they're slaughtered at to the end distribution point. So see me more about that later.
Thank you, Chairman.
That doesn't answer it.
Thank you. Okay, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 90, Allen.
Aye.
Aye, Barlow. No, Bightman. No, Blackburn. No, Blake. No, Bovee. Aye, Brown. No, Burkhart. Aye, Byrd. No, Clausen. Aye, Clem. Aye, Connolly. Aye, Court. Aye, Crank. Aye, Dayton. Aye, Edwards. Aye, Eklund. Aye, Ayer. Aye, Flitner. Aye, Freeman. Aye, Furphy. Aye, Grew. Aye, Gray. Aye, Greer, excused. Haley. No, Hallinan. No, Halverson. Aye, Henderson. No, Hunt. Aye, Jennings. Jennings? Aye, Kenner. Aye, Kirkbride. Aye, Larson Lloyd. No, Larson Dan. Aye, Lindholm. Aye, Lone. Aye, Laux. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Madden. No, Miller. Aye, Nicholas. No, Northrup. Aye, Obermuller. Aye, Olson. Aye, Paxton. Aye, Pelkey. Aye, Piperinen. Aye, Ponell. Aye, Salazar. Aye, Schwartz. No, Simpson. Aye, Summers. Aye, Steinmetz. Aye, Sweeney, Stiff. No, Sweeney. Aye, Walters. Aye, Wilson. No, Winters. Aye, Zwanitzer. Aye, Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote, are there any changes? Blake, no to aye. Haley, no to aye. Further changes, Guru? Further changes? Closing vote, the vote is closed. 46 aye, 13 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 90 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources.
Yay.
This will be our last bill on introduction. We've got a few on general file. Okay. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 48. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 48, introduced by Representative Garud.
First reading of the bill.
Cruelty to Animals. Penalties, sponsored by Representative Guru.
Representative Guru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move House Bill 48 for introduction and move for your favorable consideration. Today, at this very moment, in the town I represent, a man is in a courtroom waiting for a judge to decide his fate on a case of animal cruelty. This case came predominantly from a video that stirred up our community very much in a large part of the state. I was asked by my constituents to bring this bill, and frankly was asked to do quite a bit more in this bill. But after talking to a lot of you, and what I've learned in my first year here, is that this isn't exactly as easy a case as it sounds. That many people, whether it be in the ranching community or the outfitting community, have different views, and this is their livelihood, and it's not quite as easy as some folks in my community think of this issue. But I wanted to try to listen to my community, because that's what we do when we're good elected officials. And so this bill is brought before you, and merely what it does is to take multiple offenders and raise the penalties and raise the fines in total. On first offense, it does nothing. It does nothing to change the definition of animal cruelty. All it does, once again, I'll say this again, it just changes fines for multiple offenders. It does not, and I've had this, I want to make sure I get this out, it does not change status, felony status at all. If you read page 2 of the bill, the felony language there is language is in current statute. So this bill, once again, just changes the fines for multiple offenders. I ask for your favorable consideration. I thank you for all your help in with this bill and stand for your questions.
Perfect timing. Okay, all those opposed to the bill, please make it to the mics. Representative Lindholm.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In regards to this, I heard about this case. I think we all heard about this case, and it was pretty horrible what we saw. And I guess what I want to do as a takeaway is, and I appreciate the good representative from the western side of the state, his aspect on this, I think is pretty important being from that area. But what I would like to state and make very clear is that the individual that had done this, first of all, the county attorney in that area was recalcitrant in the first place to even go after charges. That's a problem that we can't fix with statute. Second kind of issue is this individual is a multiple offender. And honestly, he's probably going to keep on offending. So is this actually going to curb this issue? I don't think so. So that's why I think if we're going to look at statutory obligations in regards to animal cruelty laws, let's do something that actually gets to the point. I don't think this is it.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I too would urge a no on this bill. I don't know what increased fees are going to do to try to curb this behavior. We had a similar incident in the county which I reside in. Someone threw a puppy in a dumpster and left it to die. And so this thing was strung out over social media. I think just the social stigma in and of itself. I mean, this guy's being punished by the public at large. So I don't know what increased fines is actually going to do in an instance like this. So I would urge no on the bill.
Okay, we have 30 seconds. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, I think we're ready for the 30-second reply. Representative Grew.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple of things. One, I make no comment on the case that's currently under adjudication in my community. This has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with going forward. And then the last thing I'm just going to say is that the reason why I came up with the fines was actually from a comment that came from one of the members of this body who said that raising the fines gets their attention. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 48, Allen. No, Barlow. Aye, Biteman. No, Blackburn. No, Blake. Aye, Bovey. Aye, Brown. Aye, Burkhart. No, Bird. Aye, Clausen. No, Clem. No, Connolly. Aye, Court. No, Crank. Aye, Dayton. Aye, Edwards. No, Eklund. No, Ayer. No, Flitner. Aye, Freeman. Aye, Furphy. Aye, Giroux. Aye, Gray. Aye, Greer, excused. Haley. Aye, Hallinan. No, Halverson. Aye, Henderson. No, Hunt. No, Jennings. No, Kinner. No, Kirkbride. Aye, Larson Lloyd. Aye, Larson Dan. Aye, Lindholm. No, Lone. No, Laux. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Madden. Aye, Miller. No, Nicholas. No, Northrup. No, Obermuller. Aye, Olson. No, Paxton. No, Pelkey. Aye, Piperinen. Aye, Ponell. Aye, Salazar. Aye, Schwartz. Aye, Simpson. Aye, Summers. No, Steinmetz. No, Stith. No, Sweeney. Aye, Walters. No, Wilson. No, Winters. No, Zwanitzer. Aye, Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote, are there any changes? Henderson, no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote, the vote is closed. 32 aye, 27 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 48 has failed introduction. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for consideration of two bills, House Bill 27 and House Bill 28.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. Motion carries. Welcome, Chairman Winters.
Y'all calm down out there. The Committee of the Whole will please come to order. Welcome to General File, everyone. Just in case you wanted to know, it was on this day in 1901 that Wyoming's Governor Richard approved an act that changed the name of the Stinking Water River to the Shoshone River. And in 1911, an act of the Wyoming legislature approved the creation of Niobrara County, in case you want to know, those of you from Niobrara. Aye. Okay. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill number 27. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 27, introduced by Education, Continuing Teacher Contracts for Military Spouses, an act relating to teacher contracts. This bill was referred to Committee number 4, Education, which returned a recommendation of due pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kenner, Northrup, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Northrup, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Northrup?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Bill number 27 do pass. And I further move the adoption of the House Standing Committee 1. And we'll explain the amendment as we're walking through the bill. I'll just start out by saying this is an act relating to teacher contracts, providing an accelerated continuing contract status for the teachers who are surviving spouses of veterans or are married to military members. So turn to page 2. On page top of page 3, it starts on the bottom of page 2, any initial contact teacher who is a surviving spouse as defined in Wyoming statute or the spouse of a full-time member of the armed forces of the United States. That's item 1. Item 2 is, has taught 3 school years in the preceding 6 school years in any accredited school district, regardless of location, because of the mobility of this group of people, we're trying to give them some latitude in their experience. So any location, and who without lapse of time has taught 2 consecutive school years, and this is where the First Amendment comes in, on page 3, line 9, we have struck out State of Wyoming and instead have put in the Employing Wyoming School District because we felt that the Employing Wyoming School District needed 2 times to be able to, 2 years of observation to be able to do this. Okay, and has had his contract renewed for the 3rd consecutive school year by the Employing Wyoming School District. Down on Romanette 3, we have the amendment. Hang on, I dropped it. There it is. Okay, beginning school year 2019-20 and each school year thereafter during the periods of time referred to this in subdivision 2 of this paragraph, perform satisfactory on performance evaluations conducted not by any school district but by the employing school district. That's the other part of the amendment. In Wyoming, under Wyoming statute, an accredited high school district, and another jurisdiction of the statute. And so that's the changes, and that's the bill. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
The chairman has moved amendment number 1. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? All in favor of that amendment? Any question being called? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. The amendment passes. Back on the bill. Further discussion? Chairman Zwanenzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know we've gone a couple days without any big talks on what's going to happen with this budget, but I have a question and a scenario, and I want to bounce it off the chairman. So we're facing anywhere between a $500 million to $800 million deficit, right? I don't know what it's going to turn out here in the next 18 days, but here's a probable scenario. Education is going to get a cut in some way, shape, or form to K-12. That cut is going to be felt by school districts throughout the state, and they are likely, possible, don't want to cause any panic, but we might have a cut and we might have to lay off some teachers. It's a possibility right now on the table. When that happens, it would be my assumption that if you don't have continuing contract, your job might be up for a cut. I mean, you're in the first 2 or 3 years of your employment. I'm just guessing that would be where the dividing line starts is, these are the continuing contract teachers. These are not. Who do we get rid of and who has a length of service? And that's where you start cutting back from. Do you foresee any problem then if we have two equal candidates, one of which is married to a federal military member and one is not, all of a sudden, you know, one gets protection and one doesn't? And I'm not sure, depending on the worst case scenario that could happen in this budget session, but is that a cause for concern at all or any discussion that with this change, we're protecting all the spouses of military people, you know, in that five or six, especially in my community, because it's a pretty big deal here in my community. So throwing that at you on the first day of general file.
Thank you. Further discussion? Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So that's a great lead-in, because when we talk to the military, and they came out and said that in what they've identified is that there are about 15 spouses that are going to be eligible for this. And so it would really depend upon the districts and what's going on. Understand, this district here is a growing district. The ADMs counted differently, and so that they have money coming in better than in one that's going down. And so we're talking about a district here in this town. If that district is true, if that's true in this district, they probably won't be making cuts.
All right, further discussion. Any further discussion? Representative Salazar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to associate myself with this bill. Having served in 26 years, this is needed. I support it, and I ask for your support as well. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right, seeing no further discussion and hearing the question being called, all those in favor of Chairman Northrop's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Bill number 27 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it. House Bill number 27 has passed Committee of the Whole.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next bill is House Bill 28, and we're going to add two bills to the list, House Bill 9 and House Bill 34.
All right. So once we finish with 28, we're at House Bill number 9 and House Bill number 34. Thank you. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 28. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 28, introduced by Education. Education Reporting, Children of Military Personnel, an act relating to education accountability. This bill was referred to Committee Number 4, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kenner, Northrop, Paxton. No, Representative Piperinen. Signed, Representative Paxson, Vice Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, to do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 28 do pass, and here with the explanation is a great representative that has the largest area in his House district.
Very good. Representative Paxton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill comes as an extension of a requirement from the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA. The agency that collects information on education for the state of Wyoming has now been required to report
all of the children whose parents are full-time military. The agency has now devised a collection system that went into effect in the fall of 2017. And what this bill is asking is that we also include the part-time military folks, which would include the guardsmen, to identify the children of those folks, because they have a lot of the same characteristics. They can be mobile, they can be deployed, to areas of where there's a war going on, so forth. So the same requirement, in our estimation, should be allowed for this. So the way that would work would be that a local school district would ask a parent or guardian of a military membership upon registration about whether or not they are full-time or part-time. That part-time would be an addition because the full-time is already required. And the agency that's in charge of education information, of course, safeguards that information very closely. And the only information that would be passed on to the federal government would be the total number, no individual identifiable information. So that's the essence of the bill, and I'm not going to walk you through it page by page, but I'll try to answer any questions if you have any.
Any other discussion on the bill? Representative Klim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do have some concern with this, and I'm trying to figure out how practically it plays out and what it's going to mean as far as school districts and paperwork and all that kind of thing. So right now you go and register your kid for school and you have to write down a bunch of information. Are they going to have to change the form for this and include with this particular information that they're needing? I mean, how are exactly they're going to go about getting this information? And is it going to be required that parents do so? Can they choose not to put this kind of information on there? If the bringer of the bill could speak a little bit to that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Next, Representative Hallinan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was in the National Guard for, I don't know, about 6 years, and I really don't see how that would affect my children. I don't see why the school district would care about that. I certainly don't think that they need to be classified with a disadvantaged group. So for that reason, I'm opposed to this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next, we'll go with Representative Summers, then Baxton. Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I guess this is a question, but also a comment. You know, one of the reasons you need to track different populations is not that they're not disadvantaged, but in a way they are disadvantaged. When you talk about the mobility factor, and we see that in Wyoming with our oil field workers and how they move in and out of the state, it's really a challenge to education and educators to ensure that those children are caught up. And I'm sure what S is intending is we just want to make sure that our troops' children are not falling through the cracks in being educated in the United States, and just trying to ensure that population is being educated well. So that's my question. Is that the intent?
Representative Paxton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try to answer those questions. The agency that collects this information has worked in collaboration with our military folks to assure that this is done right. And it's just a matter of adding one more box to check on their form, and they see no problem at all with that. In fact, they see an advantage because some folks are confused about whether or not to check that box, if they're a guardsman, whether or not to check that military box or not. And part-time, adding that part-time takes out some of that confusion on that. And as far as the information, I think the previous speaker outlined some of those things, but we have wars going on right now, and you heard our governor earlier this week talk about the deployment of our guardsmen from Wyoming. And, kids whose parents are in harm's way are often
pretty apprehensive about that, as we, most of us know, we've been in those situations. So I think the purpose of that is just to make sure that we identify those kids and that we're meeting all of their emotional as well as educational needs at the same time. Make sure that the school district, the local school districts, are aware of that. And as far as if a parent's filling that form out and they don't want to check the box, I guess there's nothing that's going to hold them to checking that box. So hopefully that answered most of the questions.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I just kind of want to maybe try to take a step back and calm a few fears here. Number one, one of the biggest things is this is actually not a part of ESSA. The language that you're seeing being brought forward here for the part-time component that's being brought into this is strictly for the State Department of Education and will not be sent back to the federal government. This is strictly for state use. This is 100% for the availability for the state to look at these particular individuals who may or may not have a family member who is part-time in the Guard and take a look at their learning differences between those who do not have that. So there's no black helicopters flying around here. We're not trying to mine data. We're not trying to go after stuff that we don't necessarily need. This is really a good, valuable piece of information on our students that will allow us to have just a hair more understanding of what it's like to have a member in the military and whether or not that person's deployed for 90 days or 180 days, what that does to the student's involvement in learning. So I don't want this to be taken back as that this is data mining and that we're going to take all this information back and we're going to plug it into the federal system. That's not what's happening. This is strictly for our state. So just a little bit of calming on the fears and understanding that the state has the best of intentions with this.
I saw Mr. Lone next.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I bring a viewpoint here. As a child of a military member who was deployed during Gulf War I when I was in school, I can tell you that him being deployed got me here. So it's a terrible thing, I guess. And all joking aside, also I bring the viewpoint that I am also a guardsman now. And I think that through proper parenting, those children will be just fine. This is government overreach and not needed. Thank you.
I saw Representative Freeman next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've served on education for a long time, and 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't know, I've lost track of time. We were asked to join a compact to where that we would, as a state, follow certain practices to ensure that military children were treated fairly, and that they would advance according to their abilities. Whoever put that pack together realized that there were certain things that happened just in the deployment and the way the school districts are organized through states and those kind of and their bureaucracy, for lack of a better way of saying it, and they had certain tactics that helped the students to where that they could they didn't fall behind. This is a state effort to make sure that our students are doing well. And if a national organization was going to make sure that that our students that are going have found practices and concerns to make sure that that we take care of our kids, I think that we owe it to ourselves to make sure that we monitor and we don't fall into any traps. So on and for the bill.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess to me this is just a philosophical question for the body. Do we entrust these responsibilities to parents or to the government? And that's kind of where we're at. We passed parental rights last year, and with those rights come some responsibilities. And so whose responsibility is this? Is it the government's or is it the parents'?
Thank you. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say, as a parent of this school district, which, of course, has a large military population, and it hasn't really been that long since my youngest graduated, you used to get this giant packet of papers before when you took them in for registration. You know, you show your vaccinations, and you show that you have a phone bill and a utility bill in the district, and then you sign that they can go on field trips, and you can sign that they can have their photograph taken, and you sign that they can have aspirin, then you sign if they want to sign up for after school sports, and you know, a ton of stuff. And in this district, one of the standard forms already is do you have a family member in the household, a parent that's a military member, because that federal department sends extra money to the school district of where they have a lot of kids that are impacting the enrollment. And I know in the last year or so that my daughter was in school there, they've all that stuff is online. So, I mean, all the philosophy aside, I think the reality is that probably most of the districts where they have a lot of these folks are probably actually already collecting that piece of information.
Representative Klein.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I bring one more point here. I tend not to over-talk here because I know people's eyes can get glazed over, but page 2 of the bill, really starting at that second paragraph, double I, on page, or excuse me, line 15, it says, in a manner to maintain student confidentiality, be disaggregated as appropriate by content level, target level, grade level, and appropriate subgroups of students. For the purposes of this paragraph, reported subgroups of students shall include at minimum, and then it goes on and it lists these things. So I guess the real question is, at minimum, it includes these things, but that suggests there could be more. And I tend to question why this bill is needed when, at minimum, it includes these things, but it can include more. They can do this already. I'm sure they can do it by rule and regulation if they want to. And yet, we have this bill in front of us. So I think this is somewhat a waste of time. And I would urge your no vote on this.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to know, what is it about military children as a subgroup that puts them at risk, and why the state requires them to be identified? And going to the previous speaker's point, what other groups and subgroups is the state going to ask the schools to track next? I am opposed to this bill.
Representative, Mr. Speaker.
Excuse me. Getting all choked up. I think I see this bill, really, it's about services, and it's about equity in our schools across the state, and I think the key thing is, to me, this was a military-friendly bill. Everything we've done on this House floor has been pro-military, from everything from game and fish licenses, license plates, tuition at our schools, you name it. And I think this was to make sure that, because military kids are mobile. They're mobile. And we want to make sure whether it's gifted and talented resources, because, you know, our Department of Defense schools are some of the best, right? They are. Wyoming, when you compare the NAEP scores, we're in the top 3, fourth grade reading and math. And the only ones that are close to us, you know, are 2 of them back east in the Department of Defense. Okay, so it's not about that. It's about making sure that we have equity in our schools, and these kids who are mobile, that we have the right resources dedicated to them as they move and as their parents serve our country. So I don't think this is any kind of government overreach or intrusion. I just want to make sure the system works for these kids whose parents are serving our country. So that's where I'm at. So I'm going to vote aye for this. Thank you.
Representative Paxton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very well said, previous speaker. I think the bottom line is, let's just keep in mind where this came from. This did not come from the state. This came from our military community through our state agency that deals with education. That's how it got to be. There's no nefarious intent here whatsoever. It's not data mining. It's none of that. It's initiated by our military community, who saw the need
And they're the closest to that issue of any of us. And I think if they see the need, I don't see any reason to turn this request down.
Mr. Chairman, Chairman Northrup.
Thank you. On that page two, in that paragraph that has that minimum in it, that also, that the department cannot collect unless it's in statute. That's the way the department views that. They said if it's not in statute, we can't do it. It's not like they can just start pulling stuff out of the air and doing it. So they're saying to us, you guys put it in statute, make sure that these kids are all tracked. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Are you ready for the question? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Northrup's motion that with the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a recommendation that Bill number 28 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The chairman being in doubt, if the ayes would please stand. The chairman has no doubt anymore. The ayes have it. Those were some vigorous no's. All right. House Bill number 28 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 9. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 9, introduced by Joint Labor, Health, and Social Services. Obsolete Reporting, Department of Workforce Services. Mr. Chairman, this bill was referred to Committee Number 10, which returned a committee recommendation of due pass. Ayes, Representatives Barlow, Clem, Dayton, Garou, Hallinan, Halverson, Lone, McGuire, and Sweeney. Signed, Representative Barlow, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it does so with the recommendation that House Bill 9 do pass. I further move the House Standing Committee Amendment Number 1. And, ladies and gentlemen, this Standing Committee Amendment will make the effective date immediately. And so I ask to dispose of the Standing Committee Amendment, please, Mr. Chairman.
We are on Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1. Standing Committee Amendment Number 1. Any discussion on the amendment? Right. All those in favor of Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I turn on the explanation of the bill, the brief explanation of the bill, to the representative from District 12, Representative Lone. Thank you.
Representative Lone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you have before you is House Bill 9. This is an obsolete reporting requirement over the interim. We asked the Department of Workforce Services if there were any reports that they felt were no longer necessary. After long consideration, they came back with two, the Workers' Compensation Special Coverage Report and the Workplace Safety Contracts Report. One of these reports does go to Minerals, and so by removing this, we remove the workload from Minerals as well, which they concur with. With that, I stand for question.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Seeing that you are ready for the question, all in favor of Chairman Barlow's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 9 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. The bill is passed. House Bill number 9 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 34. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 34, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Duplicate Title Motor Vehicles, an act relating to title and registration. Mr. Chairman, this bill was referred to Committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Blake, Brown, Court, Crank, Edwards, Eklund, Laux, and Piperinen. Signed, Representative Eklund, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Eklund?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I move that House Bill number 34 and ask for your favorable consideration. And I further turn the bill over to my colleague in the capital city.
Yeah. Representative Blackburn.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you House Bill 34, which basically is just a cleanup bill on duplicate titles. The bill used to have 11 days in there. We've taken that out. I guess I should back up and say that the county clerks were pretty in favor of this. We actually had Park County come in and said they had 16 a day duplicate titles, so this will lessen their work. If you've looked through the bill at all, we've changed the, we've taken out the 11 days. We've taken out bonding on the first page, but it's further down in our statute, so there's no problem with that. I just ask for your yes vote. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? You ready for the question? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Eklund's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a recommendation that Bill number 34 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. House Bill number 34 has passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Fine job there, Representative. Mr. Chairman, I move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Okay.
February 14th, 2018. Mr. Speaker, pro tem, our Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, beg leave to report as follows. House Bill 27, amended, recommended do pass. House Bill 28, recommended do pass. House Bill 9, amended, recommended do pass. House Bill 34, recommended do pass. Signed, Representative Winters, Chairman.
Chairman Winters.
Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Chairman Winters.
Well done.
Yeah, that was good. Wanted to feel the love there for just a little longer. That was a great job, Representative Winters and Committee of the Whole today, getting us started. So we'll prime the pump now a little bit. Tomorrow will be some second reading on these bills, and we'll have many more bills on general file. I think 38 bills on introduction today is a semi-modern record. So congratulations. I think everybody moved quickly to the mic, and we were pretty snappy. So I appreciate everybody's work on that. And we'll keep working. That's what we're here to do, and do the best we can for the people of this great state. We're at that order of business now of committee announcements. I'm going to back up a minute. Let me just back up. And I looked at that whole pile there at the reading clerks, and we're actually going to do these committee announcements so we can get these bills into the system. Thank you. Committee announcements. I'm going to try to spit it out. I said it twice wrong. I'm going to try. I'm looking at all these bills in front of the reading clerk, and these are all standing committee reports. And that's what we need to read in so we can get them into the system. My apologies. Standing committee reports. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 4, investment of state funds, amendments, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 74, Investments Task Force, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 76, Supplemental Security Income Program, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 88, State Construction Department Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number three, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 72, Ad Valorem Tax Collections, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Representatives Connolly, Dayton, Furphy, Hallinan, Kinner, Larson, Madden, Obermuller, Paxton. Signed, Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number six, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 21, State Parks Designations Updates, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Allen, Clem, Flitner, Freeman, Garou, Haley, Halverson, McGuire, and Steinmetz. Signed, Representative Allen, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number six, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 22, Quebec One Missile Alert Facility Fees, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Allen, Flitner, Freeman, Garou, Haley, Halverson, McGuire, and Steinmetz. No, Representative Clem. Signed, Representative Allen, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number seven, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 23, Audit Requirements for Conservation Districts, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Ayer, Furphy, Lindholm, Lone, Sweeney, and Zwanitzer. Signed, Representative Zwanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number seven, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Ayer, Furphy, Lindholm, Lone, Sweeney, and Zwanitzer. Signed, Representative Zwanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number nine, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred House Bill 19, Wyoming Money Transmitter Act, virtual currency exemption. Respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Claussen, Crank, Ayer, Gray, Greer, Henderson, Lindholm, Laux, and no, Representative Byrd. Signed, Representative Greer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred House Bill 70, Open Blockchain Tokens, Exemptions. Respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Representatives Claussen, Crank, Ayer, Gray, Greer, Henderson, Lindholm, and Laux. No, Representative Byrd. Signed, Representative Greer, Chairman.
Okay, we're at that order of business, the committee announcements. Okay, Chairman Barlow, he's ready to go.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10 will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment. House 37, to hear two bills, House Bill 10, Workers' Compensation, Extraterritorial Reciprocity, and House Bill 49, Unemployment Compensation Exemption, Seasonal Employment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room H36 to discuss the following bills, House Bill 65, Design Build Construction, House Bill 66, Purchase of Water Rights and Facilities, and House Bill 77, In Stream Flow Consultant. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Winters.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1 will meet at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in room number H38 to listen to two bills, House Bill number 15, De Facto Custodian Act, and House Bill number 93, Speeding Fine Amendments number 2.
Chairman's want, sir.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow upon noon recess in H37 to hear the following four bills, hopefully. House Bill 101, Electronic Corporate Records. House Bill 126, Limited Liability Company Series. House Bill 38, Election Offenses and Penalties. And House Bill 2, Election Law Violations.
Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet tomorrow evening or tomorrow upon adjournment in H37 to do three bills, House Bill 36, Move Over Requirement, House Bill 39, Wildlife Conservation License Plates, and House Joint Resolution 2, Commercial Driver's Licenses Compact.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to invite the group to the legislative prayer gathering tomorrow morning in H38. We'll start at 6:46 and go to about 7:15, and we're going to hear from Reverend Galen Huck of the Cheyenne Hills Church. Legislative prayer gathering is a longstanding tradition. It has been on Thursday mornings for, decades in the legislature. So we hope you'll come and hear Reverend Huck. He's a great guy. In the past, we've had a meal function as part of it. There's meal functions all around us. Available in some other venues tomorrow morning, so we won't have breakfast, but we will meet, and then you can be on your own to grab a bite otherwise. Thank you.
Okay, I want to make sure we get all our committee announcements first here. So, Chairman Allen, are there any other committee announcements? Just Chairman Northrup, the last committeeman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Education, your committee number 4, was going to meet right after adjournment. We're going to do two bills in House 38. We're going to do one. First bill is going to be House Bill 29, which will turn to school accountability, and House Bill 30, school finance amendments.
Okay, I think Chairman Allen has a re-referral.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to re-refer House Bill 22 to committee number 2.
House Bill 22 has been re-referred to committee number 2, appropriations. Vice Chairman Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2, appropriations, will meet upon adjournment to address re-referred bills 8, 12, 26, 18, 35, and 22. We will also meet tomorrow, 15 minutes after noon recess, to consider bills 95, 100, 109, 110, 130, and 138.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Are there any other committee announcements? Any privileges of the floor? Okay, we're good. Now, we're going to, before we, the Cowgirls are playing tonight, and we got a resident duo. But before we do, I just wanted to take a minute and just say thanks to Michela, our guest page. And I tell you, JT, he's just working that shoe leather, walking it off. He looks good with that badge on. And so I appreciate you young people's service to the legislature. So great job, you guys. Okay, take it away. Yeah, that just gets better every year. Good job. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, general filed for tomorrow, House Bill 4, 74, 76, 88, 72, 21, 23, 40, and House Bill 70. Not necessarily in the order listed here. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, February 15th, 2018.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. Motion carries. The House is adjourned until Thursday, February 15th at 9:30 a.m.